Prime Minister Hussein says he fully agrees with the assessment of 40 aid agencies that urgent action is needed to avoid a catastrophe in a country where 1 million people are displaced, 2 million need daily assistance, and 500,000 are totally reliant on humanitarian aid. He gave no details, but pledged to appoint what he called a certain mechanism to speed aid deliveries that have been hampered by security failures and coordination breakdowns.
We definitely agree that there are difficulties in relation to the access. We will appoint focal point for humanitarian contacts, humanitarian assistance operations will be facilitated by a certain mechanism that we will put in place in agreement with the humanitarian operators.
The Somali Prime Minister acknowledged news reports that heavily armed Islamic insurgents briefly seized control of the southern agricultural town of Johar in a surprise attack. The insurgents killed several soldiers before retreating. Mr. Hussein said order has been restored.
This morning, there was a hit-and-run attack on Johar by a group opposing the government administration of Johar authority. They attack hit and run operations. Yeah. The administration of Johar is there and law and order was reestablished and everything is going smoothly right now.
Prime Minister Hussein was in Addis Ababa to discuss security issues with AU officials on the eve of a UN Security Council meeting on Somalia. The African Union has a 2,300-member peacekeeping mission known as AMISOM, supporting Somalia's transitional government, along with a slightly larger force of Ethiopian troops. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said last week it is unlikely UN peacekeepers will be sent to Somalia to support the strained African Union force already in place. Prime Minister Hussein says he remains hopeful the Security Council will see progress that would bolster the case for establishing a UN mission in the near future.
We are eagerly expecting to have this UN peacekeeping forces, definitely. We are very happy now that our AMISOM troops are providing security services and Ethiopian troops are also helping us. And the Somali institutional security forces are being formed, established, trained, and with the support of some friendly countries, Italy, we are trying to reestablish our security institutions and the capacity.
During his visit, the Prime Minister accepted an Italian contribution of more than $50 million to train and equip Somali security forces. In presenting the contribution, senior Italian diplomat Armando Sanguini spoke hopefully of light at the end of the tunnel in efforts to establish security in Somalia. But he acknowledged that the transitional government in Mogadishu needs substantial help to establish an effective police force. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.